Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So did you know that an antacid, especially if you do it every day, can actually harm your digestive system? We know that antacid medications stop your body from performing normal digestive processing, and in the long run can do more harm than good. My guest is Dr. Michael Murray, best-selling author of about 30 books, the most recent one, Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. Dr. Murray, welcome to Healthy Talk.
No, it's my pleasure.
So I'm going to just give you a little personal story here. My dad, and this may kind of put this into context for people, my dad suffered from pretty bad heartburn for quite a few years. And, of course, he started taking the, over-the-counter antacids and ended up developing ulcers. Of course, his doctors never really talked to him about foods and exercise and stuff like that, but they put him right on a proton pump inhibitor, very common drug out there, and everything fell apart for him at that point. He became very gassy. He always had like an irritable bowel type picture, but the heartburn was gone. I guess that's a good point. Is this a typical story that you hear with these types of drugs?
The myth is that these are very benign, safe drugs. I mean, you have some of the older drugs that are available over the counter, and then you have the newer drugs that have the same mechanism of action. So, a lot of doctors think that these drugs are very, very safe, but I think they're extremely dangerous, and the research bears that out. If you look at the data now, it's really overwhelming. These drugs are just over-prescribed to a very significant degree. They're used in virtually every type of gastrointestinal complaint, whether it's the situation of ulcers or irritable bowel syndrome or gastroesophageal reflux disorder. It seems like no matter what somebody has, they're placed on these right. Very powerful acid-blocking drugs, and there's a problem when that happens.
Yeah, and so, matter of fact, one of them, and I'm not going to say the company name because I worked for this company many years ago, is known as the Purple Pill. It's one of the most profitable drugs in the history of prescription medications, is it not? So we're talking about a big market. We're talking about drugs that almost become a knee-jerk type prescription for many people, and my dad is that case in point. Now this was all going on before I went to medical school and stuff, but after my dad kind of discussed this with me after I had graduated and stuff, I was a little upset, first of all, that no one really first talked to him about his dietary habits. We know that there are certain foods known to kind of exacerbate heartburn, ulcer disease, that kind of stuff, and if you could, what are some of those foods that we should be avoiding right off the get-go?
Well, it can be different things for different people. Some of the more common ones are soft drinks, coffee. For some people, it's eggs. These are fried foods. Anything that's kind of hard for
my dad did every single one of those too. By the way.
Yeah.
It
can be a real problem. And it doesn't take much common sense to see the problems with these acid-blocking drugs. Our entire digestive process really is dependent upon the first step, which is in the stomach, is the release of hydrochloric acid. And when you block that, you're basically blocking a very important step in the digestive process. So some of the consequences of the use of these drugs, we see multiple nutrient deficiencies, particularly of minerals and also important B vitamins. So we see conditions linked to these increase in their occurrence, such as osteoporosis. We see increased risk of fracture with the use of these drugs. If a person is on these drugs for more than a year, their risk for developing a hip fracture increases by 260%. These drugs are also linked to dementia, again, just like the sleeping pills that we talked about prior. Many elderly people are suffering from impaired mental function and dementia simply as a result of the nutrient deficiencies caused by these acid-blocking drugs. These drugs also impair our immune system, not just in the intestinal tract, but also in the upper respiratory tract. In the last 20 or 30 years since these drugs have become really popular, they've seen a tremendous increase in hospital-acquired pneumonia. When they started looking at the records, trying to understand why hospital-acquired pneumonia rates have skyrocketed so much, they found that when people were prescribed these acid-blocking drugs, they were 4.5 times more likely to develop pneumonia in the hospital compared to people who never used the drugs. So often these drugs are prescribed because some other drugs cause some gastrointestinal side effects. And again, there are safe and effective natural ways to kind of offset some of those side effects.
Let me ask you a question here, because this is something that I always found interesting. If you look at the pathogenesis, or what's going on in the gut and in the esophagus, the proton pump inhibitors are attacking the production of acid, right?
Correct.
But isn't the problem not necessarily the production of acid itself? It's really the acid going into a place that it's not supposed to go, which is the lower esophagus.
Correct. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're really dealing with drugs that aren't addressing the real underlying problem, right?
Right. They're being used as biochemical band-aids, and when that happens, we see side effects. Only about 10% of people with peptic ulcers, gastroesophageal reflux disease, heartburn, secrete too much acid. In many cases, they don't secrete enough. So I think digestive aids such as enzymes and even hydrochloric acid supplementation simply makes a lot more sense.
What are some of those safer alternatives then? What are your go-to alternatives to these drugs?
Well, you know, I think for peptic ulcers and gastroesophageal reflux disorder, I like a special licorice extract called DGL. This is a form of licorice that is produced by removing a compound in licorice that can cause high blood pressure in some people. So DGL, this darn good licorice, that compound is removed, and it has very good scientific documentation showing that it works on par with acid-blocking therapy, but without the side effects. It actually promotes true healing, and this has been demonstrated in studies that have been done.
So, Dr. Murray, I'm going to ask you just to keep on going with your suggestions, because I've lost your connection. So just keep on, because I know everybody else can probably hear you.
Well, I hope so. some other things that I like for digestive complaints: peppermint oil, enteric-coated peppermint oil. This is peppermint oil that's placed in a special capsule so that the peppermint oil doesn't release until it gets into the small intestine and large intestine. Studies have shown it works very well for gastroesophageal reflux disorder, non-ulcer dyspepsia, and the irritable bowel syndrome. It's just a fantastic kind of jack-of-all-trades for these common gastrointestinal conditions.
So, and you have a lot of good success with those. There's a lot of the point I think we want to make here, Dr. Murray. There's a lot of other suggestions out there. I know that I'm sure on your website you probably offer some suggestions there. And I know in your book, the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, which is a very comprehensive book that covers a lot of this, I'm sure you talk about some of those alternatives there. Where can people purchase the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, Dr. Murray?
Yeah, the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine is a best-selling book in this area, and people can pick it up at their local health food store, at their local bookstore, wherever books are sold. They generally carry this book. It's a best-selling book. It's also available online. People can go to my website, drmurray.com. They can go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon or any other bookseller.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Murray, for coming on. So avoid those soft drinks, watch the coffee, watch the fried food, and there are safer alternatives for the heartburn. Dr. Murray, thanks again. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.